And so beginning, of course, as usual, allowing the body to relax. Particularly softening the face, and scanning through the body, seeing if there's tension that can be released. Face, head, neck, shoulders, arms, relaxing. Hands. Relaxing chest and upper back. Stomach, abdomen, middle lower back, hips, legs, feet, and maybe internally, in the core of the body, there can be a softening. Maybe there can be a relaxation inside the throat. Relax the heart. The stomach, the intestines. Maybe the mind can relax. And then perhaps experimenting with the invitation or the request of the body and mind to offer us a little more relaxation, that our system may know how to connect with. And so seeing how it lands in your system to request or invite. May the body relax. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And with whatever opening to relaxation is available in this moment. Are you aware? Almost just turning and seeing if there can be just a connection with the awareness that's already present. Not trying to figure out how you're aware, but kind of curious. This experience of being aware, what's that? And what is obvious in this moment? Remembering the light touch of effort. Just settling back and letting the work be more in the recognition of what's already here. We don't have to go looking for any experience. Settling back, knowing that we're aware. And what is being received in that awareness? Sometimes it's more obvious than others. And so, if it's not so clear to you what you are aware of, that's okay. Just connect with, well, I know that I'm aware. At some point there'll be something very obvious that we can recognize. Sometimes our awareness attends to experience, is interested in experience that we don't really know how to name or identify or even recognize. And so patience with that. Relax. Are you aware? There's no need to find some kind of special meditative state. Whatever your experience is, awareness is kind of our guide. Am I aware? That's what we're interested in. And every now and then we'll check their relationship to experience. One experience that meditators often become aware of while meditating is the process of thinking. we can have a conflicted relationship with this experience while meditating because thinking is often associated with the wandering mind. And there can be a habit of not being mindful while thinking. But the experience of thinking is not inherently non-mindful. It's more of a learning curve, and beginning to recognize the experience of thinking as just another experience. It's a phenomenon that happens in the mind, much as an emotion or mood is a phenomenon that happens in the mind, in the heart-mind. And it can be known, seen with mindfulness. In our meditation, we can play with not being so concerned about the content of the thoughts and exploring the more basic recognition of just a thought as a thought. Just knowing this is a thought that's happening in the mind. Perhaps the simplest way is just to recognize, oh, thinking is happening right now. As we get more familiar with recognizing thinking as just a process, we can begin to notice that certain thoughts are stickier than others, have more of a pull to them. There's more of a sense of urgency around being involved in the content. And when that happens in the sitting or walking practice, it can be really helpful to recognize that stickiness and not try to push away the thoughts, but maybe begin to notice the emotion that's connected with the thought. This is kind of like, well, how is the thought affecting me? And so in this case, we are kind of, you know, aware of the content. And how does the content affect the system? Maybe there's an elevation of energy, physical experience in the body, a vibration or a pulsing. And so that's one way of exploring being present while thinking is happening, to not attend so much directly to the content, but how is the content affecting this body and mind? It's like a thought will create a landscape. And so what is the landscape? Or sometimes I ask myself, what planet is this? This is the frustration planet. What does it look like? And so there's can be a strong connection with being aware of thought and being aware of the emotional tone. And so in this way, we don't push away the thought, but we're orienting towards the effect the thought has on us. If there's not a particular emotional tone with a strong, sticky thought, then sometimes it can be useful to open to the question, well, what's being believed regarding that thought? What are the beliefs connected with that thought? Relax. Are you aware? What is obvious? When the mind settles in meditation and becomes more calm, there's not so many sticky thoughts happening. Sometimes in that very calmness, there can be thoughts that arise, almost random, seemingly, maybe daydreamy, like thoughts, images. And thoughts do express in many ways, not just as words in the mind, but also as images. And so these thoughts often don't have much stickiness. It's almost more just the mind letting go of its usual stuff and these images just arising or these thoughts just arising, nonsense words. This is actually a part of the way our practice softens and deepens. So in some ways we can recognize this state as being a sign that the mind is kind of releasing its grip on its usual stuff. And yet it's very easy to kind of drift out on these kinds of thoughts and not stay present. And so one useful exploration around this kind of thought, the content is not usually meaningful. So we can begin to recognize the process of how these thoughts are happening for us. They may be, it may seem as though we are talking to ourselves, or as if somebody else is talking to us. Almost just like a radio playing some station. So it can come in as words. It can come in as images, pictures, movies. And so when these non-sticky thoughts happen, it can be useful to recognize this modality, how the thoughts are happening. Images, seeing, hearing. There's no need to try to stop those thoughts. Again, there's no special meditative state. Whatever is arising, we're curious about, am I aware? And what is it that mindfulness is aware of? Relax. Are you aware? What is obvious?